is bird note. A forest in New Zealand rings with the sound of bellbirds, whose indigenous name is Korimako. Korimako are 8-inch mossy green birds with dark wings and tail, a purple sheen on the face, and red eyes. They use their down-curved beaks and brush-tipped tongues to feed on nectar from flowers, which they pollinate while they feed. Many birds sing together, especially in the morning. Pairs sing duets, and a pair may countersing with its neighbors, perhaps letting them know that this patch of land is taken. It all builds to a brilliant, ringing dawn chorus. Korimako populations were drastically reduced in the 19th and early 20th century by disease and rats. Thanks to predator control, their numbers are increasing in some places. So their brilliant songs may ring through forests for years to come. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram, at BirdNote Radio.
Hello, hello. You have been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. Next up, I have an artist spotlight to share. Last month, I had a conversation with Yolande LaRoche about their solo music project, Orchidae. We happen to have the album True Beginning, which I will play a couple of tracks from in a bit. But first, let's listen to our chat.
Hello and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and I stumbled on this artist and their album, True Beginning, when I was searching for music in our digital library to play some for some of the shows that I host. Orchidae is the solo project.
Hello, hello, I'm back. I am just had a little bit of a technical difficulty on that interview, but what I am going to do is I am going to play the first track that I wanted to play from Orchidae, which is called Birthday One. So let's play that track and then we'll go back to the interview in just a moment.
From the very start, without reason or choice, propels into life. How could you know? Oh, born on a summer day, leaving the womb, evicted from your blissful home. Oh. I am alive. thing we do, leaving the soft tissue of comfort, gentle and kind, purest divine upon thou'll never be broken.
Was Birthday One by Orchidae. So let's see if we can get back in to the conversation I had with Yolande LaRoche.
Artist based in Gatineau, Quebec. She released her debut solo album, True Beginning, with Birthday Cake Records on April 4th, 2025, and draws inspiration from her Mandarin name, Lan, symbolizing the orchid flower. The name Orchidae reflects the artist's cultural heritage and the essence of her music, with a background in classical clarinet. I'm so excited to chat about that. Yolande combines her classical training with avant pop elements. Yolande, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you, Nicole.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so as I mentioned, I stumbled on your album, finding all the tracks, you know what I mean, to play. And I am curious because I really want to know about the classical training. I am somebody who played piano for many years. I no longer play, but I love classical music. I'm, you know, down in that genre for real. So could you please share with me a bit about your musical background and your journey?
Absolutely. I started playing classical piano when I was six, and that was my first introduction to music. My mom always said that that was one of her dreams to play piano, but being brought up in Taiwan, that wasn't really an option for her. So she wanted to, I think, extend that gift to me. Thanks. And I'm super grateful. She drove me to every one of my lessons. Aww. And in the very beginnings would practice with me and helped me get started. And that kind of gave me a love for music. Mm-hmm. I joined in seventh grade. At my school, we had a really wonderful music program, a music concentration at my high school. So nice. I started playing clarinet in band, and I was kind of a little band nerd. And honestly, I just loved it. It's really what kept me going to school. Because I don't know, I have this inkling that I may have like ADHD tendencies, and like it was like my passion for music that really kept me coming back to and enjoying school. So I know it's a little strange to say that, because I think that like an appreciation for music, I don't know, I guess maybe that's what they say when you play classical music, it makes you better at school. So maybe it was true.
It does, guys.
I decided to pursue a Bachelor of Music at the University of Ottawa in clarinet. Mm-hmm. And I think my love for classical music really shifted during university. I found it something about my personality, with my struggles with perfectionism and a desire to be seen but feeling invisible in a way, and it pushed me away from loving music. So that's maybe a little sad to say out loud, just because I was really struggling at that time to find my place within a music community through clarinet playing. But it's at the end of university where I met some acquaintances and we started jamming and playing pop music and rock music. I had some friend of a friend who invited me to come jam, and it was just like four other boys in a basement, and I was just like, what am I doing? Like, okay, I'll come jam.
I love it.
And they didn't have any charts or anything, and I was completely like, what, you guys play by ear? What is that?
Can I just interject on that? Because as somebody who played by ear with piano, friends, if you haven't played in the classical realm, that they don't love it. They don't love the whole...
No, it's like wrong, apparently. So yeah, that was kind of like a new challenge, because I had always only played written music before. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I had to play by ear, and honestly, like, I was not very good. I didn't have that intuition in the beginning. Okay. To just listen and contribute. Mm-hmm. So that there was a bit of a training that had to happen, and thankfully this was, you know, our early 20s, so we had a bunch of time just to get together every weekend and just jam for hours. And it was kind of, yeah, it was very formative for me to find love again for music just through a different avenue, and letting go of perfectionism and just being happy with, okay, we're enjoying each other's company, making beautiful friendships and connections, and just loving jamming. And there's like a rhythm to jamming where you kind of almost meditative, right?
Yes.
You're just playing, and then you find a groove, and then suddenly everyone's like nodding their head like, yeah, this one's good. And there's a beauty in that.
I think so too. I think sometimes like not knowing the outcome is actually pretty exciting. It's scary, you know, like trying to like see where things go, but I think it's also quite beautiful. So I love that you were able to do that. Now I want to kind of shift over to this album in particular, True Beginning. How did this album and project come to be?
So that boy band that I was telling you about that I was in.
Yes.
This band is called Pony Girl, and I'm still playing with them. It's been almost, I feel like it's been at least over 12 years that we've been together.
Wow, wild.
And in that project, I was playing clarinet, playing keys, and singing backup vocals. And I just became super, super enthused about performing in pop bands and rock bands. We traveled all over Canada. And that kind of gave me this little itch to want to start writing myself. It took me a long time to find some confidence, though, to actually, you know, sit down and kind of suck. Because when you start something
yes.
new, you're not very good at it.
Can I just snap at that?
Yeah. It takes some courage to just be like, okay, yes. I'm going to try something new.
Yes.
I might not be very good at it in the beginning. But I just had this like thing inside of me that said, you need to write music, you need mm-hmm. to write songs, and you need to say something with your body. So I started writing True Beginning, really not knowing how it would end up sounding. It just was at first just voice and piano, and just lots of alone time, really spending time alone at the piano, figuring out what I liked hearing in my voice. As like someone who's not trained in vocals, highly trained in like clarinet,
right.
but not voice. That was also another like hardship I had to overcome, like hearing the imperfections in my voice and not loving the way I sounded. And I did some vocal lessons.
Okay.
I bought a microphone. I bought a speaker. I bought a mixer, and I just started learning how to hold a microphone at home.
Right.
Started singing every day and recording myself singing and crying and then doing it again and just imitating singers that I really like in the beginning. And over time, through just the motion of doing it over and over again, I started forming these songs, and that's what ended up being True Beginning for me.
I love it. And who were some of the artists that inspired you, I guess, to mm-hmm. when you were going through this journey with your voice?
I'm like super in love with a singer of Braids, Raff. They're a Montreal band, the drummer of Braids, actually, Austin Tufts, he ended up mixing my record and also playing drums on my record. So that was kind of like a superstar moment of me being like starstruck and just being like, play it cool, play it cool, don't be weird. I really, really love that band, and especially Raph's voice, just so much like control in her voice and ability to change her timbre seemingly so easily, and great vocal range, just like very powerful, and then can sing very softly and with such a like around and just her tone is just incredible, and seeing her live too is very inspiring.
I love
so it. That was like, I think maybe my biggest inspiration at the time was her voice, and I would just sing her songs like over and over again, trying to get better at singing, basically.
I love it. I love it. Now I have a question about the album specifically. And I know, I mean, you may not have an answer. You might actually have an answer that is like multiple, but is there a track on the album that is your favorite?
That's a really tough one, because I feel like I have very personal like relationships to each
yeah.
song, because I don't know, it's like when I say personal, I mean like they speak about a very intense time in my life.
Right.
All the songs are about my healing journey, about me overcoming fears, me overcoming my demons,
mm-hmm.
I think like if one really stands out to me is Birthday One. It's the first track on the record.
I like that too.
I think it sums up to me the essence of the record, being that I had such a tough time coming to terms with my body and the way I looked, and feeling like a victim of my own life for so long, and needing a lot of reassurance and kind of just like kind of, yeah, a lot of like personal suffering. And Birthday One to me represents just like a letting go of all that and just kind of reclaiming my life and being like, I'm alive. Like that is so special.
Right?
That is so special that I'm just alive. Like it's so basic.
Yes.
And
it's so profound.
Big lesson. Time.
Yes, absolutely. I love it.
Just a big lesson I had to learn, and coming to gratitude, and it's something that I practice every day now, is just feeling grateful for my life, and it's not something I used to do. So that song to me is very important for my healing, I guess.
I love to hear that. My next question pertains to like inspiration. As a creative myself, I personally go through like ebbs and flows, and sometimes the way that I get inspired is through like a lot of different mediums and such. For you, I'm just wondering, like, how do you stay inspired? What sort of things keep you motivated? Because, you know, it's not always easy.
When I'm writing, I get a lot of inspiration from my journals. I journal a lot, and I write down stray thoughts or even things that I hear on the street. I'll like someone said something interesting. I'm like, okay, I wrote that down on my phone.
Yes.
So I get a lot of inspiration just from words that I hear or that just pop into my head. I'll just write it down immediately because I'm not someone who retains ideas. Like I don't have like a photographic memory or anything. I really do have to like you know, grab samples and actually write them down, or record. I'll sometimes do voice notes, record ideas, and if I'm jamming at home on guitar or piano, I record almost everything, whether it be on my phone or in Ableton or something like that. So I do a lot of like recording, but generally speaking, I am super inspired by female artists that I'm like, you're a baddie. I love you. You're doing amazing things. And I tend to listen to music like on repeat. I don't consume a lot of music. I consume one artist at a time usually, and like incessant.
Okay.
Like I'll listen to the same song like 200 times, move on to the next song on the album and do that again.
Yes.
I just love hearing new things come out, like, oh, I didn't hear that little beep bloop at that moment the last time I listened to it.
Yeah.
I just so right now my obsession is OK Lou.
Okay.
Really amazing, like kind of soft hyper pop music.
Okay.
And yeah, really filtered down, super beautiful vocals. Love her style of writing. I'm just like really inspired by mostly like other women, to be honest.
You know what? I'm not mad at it. Hello. I'm the same. Before I get into the next few questions, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're winding it down, but I wanted to just say, like, okay, I discovered the album in our CGSF digital library, but we could find you on what, Spotify? Like, where else could we find the album?
That's right. I'm on all.
And that was my conversation with Yolande LaRoche. She is actually on all streaming platforms, and I am going to include her website as well as her Instagram and all the things so that you can get connected with her. But what I am going to be able to do before I head off and make way for Democracy Now is I'm going to play another track from Yolande LaRoche under the solo project Orchidae. And this track is called Sun and the Stars.
Sing moonlight.